After the case of Hadia in Kerala, it's another case that's all set to fan the debate over interfaith marriages and conversions. Payal Singhvi's family says she was blackmailed, forced to convert and marry, claims that have been shot down by a written application from Payal herself. But the Rajasthan High Court has now banished her to a woman's hostel and wants the state to clarify its stand on conversions before the next hearing on the 7th of this month.
Covered in a burqa, Payal Singhvi at the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. Payal's parents had alleged that she is being blackmailed and her nikahnama to Mohammed Faiz, dated 14th April this year, is forged. But Payal, putting in an appearance at court, denied she was under any kind of pressure. She also refused to go back home. The court has sent Payal to the government-run Nari Niketan for now. Her parents and Mohammed Faiz cannot meet her till the next court hearing. But more importantly, the court had another question. What is the procedure for religious conversion? It wants to know now from the state government.
न्यायालय ने स्टेट गवर्नमेंट को भी कहा ये कौन सा प्रोसीजर है कि 10 रुपए के इंटरेस्ट स्टाम्प पर कोई भी व्यक्ति जो है अपना धर्म परिवर्तन करे ऐसा कोई कानून का है वो इस कानून को हमको बताए.
The police have now registered an FIR against Payal's husband following court orders. Payal's family had complained that the police refused to register their missing person's complaint, but the police claims that is because Payal had given a written application earlier stating that she had got married of her own free will.
साथ में स्कूल में पढ़ते थे आज से 5-6 साल पहले ये लोग साथ में पढ़ते थे मतलब साथ में नहीं पढ़ते थे वो जूनियर था उसका.
By asking if there is a law on religious conversion, the Rajasthan High Court has put the case of Payal Singhvi in a larger context. In their last tenure, the BJP government had tried to bring about a law on religious conversion. But will this case now, like the Hadia case in Kerala, reopen that debate? In Jaipur, Harsha Kumari Singh, NDTV.
Well, joining us on the program tonight, Kavita Srivastav, General Secretary of the People's Union of Civil Liberties in Rajasthan, Professor Rakesh Sinha, RSS ideologue, also with us in the studio tonight. Rahul Ishwar, social activist and author and someone who's been tracking Hadia's case in Kerala very closely, also on the program tonight, as is Malvika Rajkotia, senior advocate of the Supreme Court. Kavita Srivastav, let me begin with you. What about Payal's case now is so worrying?
Yes, this is really very worrying because it's interfering with her fundamental right to choose whom she wants to marry. And of course, she has a right under Article 25 to also adopt whatever religion she would like to adopt. And let me tell you that most of the time young couples do this in duress because we have the Special Marriages Act, which is so difficult. You know, notices are sent home. And we know that parents are generally never agreeable for inter-caste marriages. I mean, choice marriages. Forget whether it is same caste. It could be anything. So, in this particular case, what is also tragic, because the girl is old enough to take a decision.
Right.
And she has told the court very clearly that she has married Faiz out of her own choice. And the court is playing this kind of, you know, very patriarchal, driving her away from her husband and putting her away in the Nari Niketan.
Yes.
I really think that the court cannot interfere with her private choice of whom she wants to marry and under what procedure she wants to marry. And I really think that the court, having flung this issue to the government, tell the procedure. Let me tell you, the procedure of what religion I adopt will be decided by that particular religion.
Right.
Say, if I'm a Christian, and the Christian church will say, well, if suppose I'm a Hindu and I want to become a Christian, then you'd have to go through baptism. Or if I want to become a Muslim, then I may have to read the Kalma. Or the Shuddhikaran that the Arya Samaj is doing all the time.
All right.
And, you know, so...
So you're saying the state has no role to play?
Yeah, this is an absolutely private choice.
Okay. Professor Rakesh Sinha, to go back to the first point that Kavita made, this is an adult woman who's made a decision, who submitted a written application to that effect. Should this be subject to review by courts?
Nobody can deny that every adult has a right to choice, for his or her choice as far as marriage is concerned. And this is a fundamental right. Moreover, I say this is a natural right of every individual. But the case is not confined to this. If the case is confined to interfaith marriage, nobody is going to oppose. Nobody should oppose. Rather, encourage this interfaith marriage, intercaste marriage. These are all expected in the modern society. But the things are different. The ground reality is and the pattern of conversion and pattern of marriages, this may be exception. I don't say this case, particular case. I should not pinpoint any particular case, but you just see the pattern in Kerala, pattern even in Jharkhand, pattern in some other states.
That, what do you mean
that large number of young Hindu women and Christian women mm-hmm. are being converted? And I am giving a data that Omen Chandy on June 25th, 2012, on the floor of the Kerala Assembly, gave that 2,667 young women were converted to Islam. Out of that, 492 were Christians and 2,195 Hindus. This creates a consternation in the society. Natural consternation. If you go to America and convert the thousands of American Christian to the Hinduism, that will create a consternation.
Okay.
That's why we are fighting unnecessarily. This is a completely sociological, political, political issue. One. A second important thing that this case is also concerned to the national security as far as Kerala is concerned. I'm giving an example of on 29th May, in 2012, a Christian girl who was converted to Islam. She was Deepa Cherian. She was arrested. Mm-hmm. And she was found that she was passing his mobile SIM to a terrorist. So these are the cases.
That's why we conflate all these cases together, Rakesh Sinha? Because there's a problem in doing that. We'll keep the Kerala example aside for now. But Malvika Rajkotia, to come back to this particular case, here the court seems to have gone a step further and asked the government to clarify on the procedure on religious conversions, such as Piles, and thereby perhaps setting a precedent for other cases to come as well.
Yes, and I agree that it is worrying, and it's out on a limb compared to what the Supreme Court had observed in the Hadia case, which the Rajasthan High Court is certainly bound by. And the message is very clear from the Supreme Court, and it must be accepted by the High Courts of all states. Kerala seems to have accepted that. And the Rajasthan, it doesn't seem to have, the subtext doesn't seem to have been appreciated, the nuance of it been appreciated by the High Court. And the important thing over here, and I want to say something beyond, it's embarrassing that in the 21st century, we are talking about issues which should have faded with the 18th century. These are all issues where you're going to create blocks along the lines of religion. It's a tribalistic, feudal, primitive structure. And Dr. Rakesh Sinha starts by making all the right sounds and then undoes whatever it is that he wants to say with what follows with but. You know, everybody has the right. Yes, there is privacy. And here we have a Supreme Court which has just recently passed an order on privacy. And this is a case that is violating her privacy with impunity and encouraging the state to do it.
No,
so what I
problems.
Would like to ask Dr. Sinha is that on the one hand, when you make these right sounds, then why do you have to turn around and always say, but the ground reality is different?
Okay,
it's a fair question. Are interfaith marriage is no longer accessible in this country, Rakesh Sinha?
I'm giving one example.
Ground reality is different.
I think you would not dispute that.
Ground reality.
You are talking about the adults. Hiralal Gandhi was an adult. He was son of Mahatma Gandhi. He was converted to Islam. What Mahatma Gandhi said? What he wrote in Harijan? He said it was a conspiracy, and he proved that was a conspiracy. On the surface, you can't prove.
Look,
because
marriage
is between two individuals.
Let's stop going back on this. We are still in the 21st century.
If you don't see
point
Kerala,
an example of Gandhi and his
done,
son.
They are being sent
that,
Syria.
That might be a
if
conspiracy.
If
then say so. Then why are you saying? Are you suggesting conspiracy?
Let me answer. I have given example of Hiralal Gandhi. I have given example of Hiralal Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's adult son.
It's not a relevant example, Dr. Sinha. You plucked
that
from the air.
And what did you say?
I tried to connect.
It has no relation to
each
other.
You are just... Yes, you are not answering her question, though. It's a very simple question.
There are sociological factor. There are political factor. There are national security factors.
But Professor Sinha, it's a simple question which you are dodging. are interfaith marriages no longer
Ankita
acceptable?
Ankita ji, just one point.
This is acceptable. I don't say that. There are hundreds of interfaith
but
marriages.
But if we have a special marriages act in this country, then why are consenting
conversion
adults
must
not
be guided, but conversion should not be easy mode. That you are going mosque, you are being converted, you are going, that should, that must
why?
Be.
Why? Why?
Why?
Yes,
it is my choice.
Yes, when you are talking about modern society, why not?
Because it is Islamic agenda. It is Islamization. And I am quoting Achyuta Nandan.
Okay, let me tell you about
the Achyuta Nandan is a CPM leader. He's not a Rakesh Sinha. In 2010, he was a chief minister. In Kerala, he had addressed the press conference. He said Kerala will Islamize in next 2 decades.
Okay. Let Rahul Ishwar come in on this. Go ahead, Rahul Ishwar.
Ankita ji, just one point.
Yes.
Ankita ji, just 2 quick points. First one, I refuse to use the word love jihad because I know it will hurt my Muslim brothers and sisters because they consider jihad as a holy term.
But
the issue of forced conversions are a reality.
Please stop this.
See, let me at least come to my points,
so
please.
Primitive.
The issue of forced conversions are a reality. We cannot close our eyes towards the issue of forced conversions. There has been many issues in Kerala which point
you
out
want
the
them
existence
to be
of
a
forced
reality.
Conversions. There are even multiple.
You want
please,
them
ma'am,
to be
for
a
God's
reality.
Sake, listen, ma'am. If you want me to outshout you, I can do that. Ma'am, trust me. Ma'am,
okay,
trust
okay,
me. I can outshout you better than you can ever do.
Please listen.
Please don't bluff.
You have
if you don't know
Hadia's
the facts,
house,
please stop bluffing.
You have talked about how this must be done on a case-by-case basis. Not every case is a case of forced conversion. Are you going back against on
exactly,
what you
said
in the past?
Exactly. That's what I'm coming to. Akhila Hadia's case is not per se a love jihad because she converted in 2013. She married in 2016. But, you know, if you want to use the word love jihad, Nimisha Fatima's case is a much more genuine case with a great gravity. Because that girl is right now not even in Kerala or India. It is said that she has went to Afghanistan or Syria. So we have to look into a case by case. Even Kerala High Court, after a detailed study, said every marriage shouldn't be either painted as garvapasi or love jihad. We have to have nuance. So the larger issue of forced conversion is a reality. Tushar Gandhi ji once told me we should use the word lewd conversion along with Harilal Abdullah Gandhi. Even the greatest secular icon, Mahatma Gandhi's son, was subjected to lewd conversion and he came back later. So forced conversions or lewd conversions
okay.
are a reality
okay.
that's going on a long
Kavita
period of
Shivastav,
time.
Let's
and
bring
let us
this
have
back
an anti-forced conversion law. That is the solution
you
to
have
it.
The freedom.
When
you have the freedom
sort of
to choose.
Almost pretty much puts the ball back in the state government's court saying why do we not have established procedures for religious conversions?
Yes.
In a case where you have a written application from a woman who is of marriageable age, well above it in fact, saying she has married of her own
See,
people.
Firstly, I would like to say that I think there is a lot of insecurity amongst a lot of Hindu men. And they are spread all over. They are within, I'm sorry to say,
yes.
they are spread all over, a cross-section. And they get so worried because from time immemorial, you know, women's sexuality has been controlled by men and this whole thing about women's bodies being repositories of honor and men having to control it, it's part of that same syndrome that occurs when a girl takes a decision. And now it you inflate it by adding this whole thing of Islam. You know, if it was the other way around, I don't know how people would have been responding.
Right.
So, you know, I really think that in the court does not have a right to interfere with her personal choice. And the fact that the court has asked the government of Rajasthan to give a procedure,
yes.
I'd like to give a procedure. I really think that as far as choice, people's choice marriages are concerned, it's a particular religion which will tell the procedure. Why are they asking the state to tell the procedure?
Okay, fair enough. I think Malika has something
and
to add
also,
to that.
Twice, just 1 minute.
Can,
yes.
can I come
before,
in to
just
make
just
an
one
important
minute,
point,
twice,
please.
Twice before the Rajasthan government tried to bring this so-called freedom of religion rights, basically an anti-conversion to regulate, to control. And twice we have seen to it that it doesn't come.
Anti-force
we will not
conversion.
Allow it to come because it's really anti-Muslim, anti-Christian. So we, and the Shuddhikaran, you know, lakhs of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad puts out statistics in Rajasthan that we've converted lakhs of the syncretic community, like the Kathat and Mewar. They're doing it all the time. They're publishing it that we've, you know, lakhs Arya Samaj has done Shuddhikaran. What about that? You know, we are never talking about it. Come to Rajasthan.
Okay.
See what they do to syncretes. Documented.
All right, so
let us ban all forced conversions
across religions. Yes, Malvika, you were saying.
I have an important point to make to follow what Kavita said when she said that it's about the issue becomes when a woman converts. Prior to the Sarla Mudgal case in 1995, where the court held that to convert to Islam for the purposes of marrying under Islamic law because they couldn't divorce their Hindu wives, so many Hindu men converted to legitimize their second relationships.
Right.
Because Islamic law allowed them four wives and they could not get their divorces. There was no issue of love jihad then.
Why is it only?
It is only
when the woman is concerned that suddenly becomes a threat to society, it becomes conversion.
Where is the question of inducement then? No man, no other man, nobody objected to this.
You raised the question. I am answering first Kavita ji. Kavita ji, which survey has unraveled
no,
that?
Please
Hindu
don't answer that. Therefore, we are trying to remove a polygamy
it is
from
your
Islam.
Own
I won't accept
oh,
that
no.
either.
Very well culturally no. established. Look
where?
At the honor
where?
Killings.
Which?
Look at the honor
can
crimes.
You tell me one book?
Look
can you tell me one article?
Every
can you tell me one survey? Kavita ji, don't blame the entire Hindu society.
Wait a minute.
Kindly, I request you in folded hands.
Chaudhary has written. How many books do you want me to quote? Please, it's a well established fact that honor crimes.
Go ahead.
Happen, you know, Kha panchayats, Jati panchayats are doing it all the time.
No, I'm okay, answering.
But,
I'm answering. I have
Sina,
one question.
Please,
have
respond,
you any paper? Have you any paper? Any book? Any survey? Any research which shows that Hindu men are suffering from insecurity complex? This is not the fact. You know, this has been
but
happening.
Why is it that only
Hindu
women are suffering from insecurity complex?
Hindu
men
are not Hindu Christians. I don't get the proper time to answer. They all.
Asking all
time.
Men, let's
give
focus
me time.
On the question.
All three
okay.
corners
Kavita,
are getting questions.
Please, I think he's right. He needs an opportunity to answer.
Global
please respond. Global why is it that when women convert, it becomes a problem?
Even men convert, that is also a problem. Hiralal Gandhi is an example. Mahatma Gandhi son. He Mahatma Gandhi opposed that.
Let me say.
Global Council of Indian Christians in Kerala said love jihad. In Kerala,
you know why,
is a part
Dr. Sina, why
Islamic
aren't you looking forward? Why are your examples always 70 years
agenda.
Ago?
I'm not blaming
and 170 before that.
But this is
that.
A demographic agenda. This is agenda and I'm quoting 1901 demographic report, Bengal. 48 women's list have been given. They
my
have been
point
married,
exactly.
Lured,
1901
married
you're looking at now you're
I
in the...
This is this conversion. Why conversion? You are getting, if there is a love, why conversion? Why you convert
yeah,
person?
So then
why?
Change your special marriages act, please, Mr.
Why don't
Sina,
you allow the girl to remain as a Hindu? Why don't you allow a girl to remain a Hindu? A Hindu woman can't survive in a Muslim family.
Why not? Dr. Sina, why not? I might want to convert because Hindu practice at the moment I find
the world has to be curbed and control India. We can't leave India as a dhamsala. Anybody is coming
and
converting.
Let's talk of changing the Special Marriages Act.
Exactly.
The High Court
has
done an excellent thing.
Yes.
No notices are sent home. I think let the Supreme Court of India revise this. Why should notices go home? That's my choice whom I want to marry. Why should notices be sent? Why should I wait for a month? If you
exactly.
revise Special Marriages Act, I'm telling you, a lot of, you know, the thing that a lot of the so-called Hindutva agenda
no,
is built
is
upon
not, is
will collapse.
I
change your Special Marriages Act.
This is not
act.
A question.
Remove
it is a nationalist agenda.
Please,
trying
please.
To demographic transformation. National security is not a concern for you that I can't help you. For you, the national security
Ankita
is
just one point.
For me,
choice,
it is a concern.
The choice of a girl.
You are sending Syria. My choice is
the choice of
you want that a woman should
okay.
be
the,
okay.
The law doesn't
say
who
that is one
point. I can marry a criminal.
It is
I can marry a criminal.
You are not letting the other panelists have their say.
No
Kavita Srivastava, Professor Sina, please let the other panelists have their say as well. Rahul Ishwar, go ahead.
Just one point. I proudly belong to a state of Kerala where we have one of the oldest mosques in the world, where our King Cheraman went to, you know, Mecca and met Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, we have coexisted for centuries altogether. But the rise of Islamism is an issue. Islam is a holy religion and spirituality, but Islamism is a political ideology that recruits. Even Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia accepts, but many people in India are having issues with accepting it. This political Islamism or extreme Wahhabism has been recruiting people in spare inspiring forced conversions, inspiring such kind of sham marriages. See, nobody is blaming our Muslim brothers for this. We should distinguish between Islam and Islamism. This is Islamism at work.
Ishwar, 22 youngsters in Kerala right now joined ISIS. Nimisha Fatima is missing. Her own free will. Yeah. How can you conflate her case with absolute
the same goes for Hindu
there.
And exactly. Hindutva.
Malvika Rajkotia, here we have a court sending a 22-year-old woman who's given Hindu. A written application saying she's marrying of her own free will and converting of her own free will
observation and order is based on the realities, not on the based on fiction. You are talking of the imaginary fiction. Have you gone to the court? Have you seen the order?
Let's actually get that graphic up, which talks about exactly what the High Court has said in this. The High Court talks about documents being produced by Payal as being contradictory, saying they must be examined. Yes. This is a nikah nama that has been actually witnessed by three people, etc. The police, they say, is negligent for not having filed an FIR on the family's complaint. The police in this case has said, we had our own written application, why would we have done so? And then, without any procedure or rule, a person can convert to another religion or not is not established, is what the court has said. And that matter needs to be settled.
That is a very fundamental question High Court has raised.
Effectively putting this back in the state court. This question should be examined by the Supreme Court. This is a state that has already tried to bring in an anti-conversion law.
There should be uniform law in the country for the conversion. Conversion is not a free will. You can be... Yes, you can be converted. But this is a forced...
I can choose my religion.
Christian missionaries are converted. Converting the thousands of tribals and you say
so you
it is a
they
free
don't
will.
Have brains. Tribals don't have brains.
Yes, they have brains. They are poverty-ridden people. They are uneducated. They are unemployed.
Okay. I'm going to have to follow up to this.
I am talking Niyogi Commission. You are talking individual. Okay. There was a Niyogi Commission.
There is clearly no scope for a reasonable debate here, Professor Sinha. Very quick last comments because I have to
rally. Our choice.
Give me 30 seconds.
And this choice. If we bring it within the canvas of Kerala and Northeast. Yes. I think the girl has the right to choose whom she wants to marry.
Just go the demographic transformation northeast. In 1000%
please
northeast.
Let's come back.
Why not combine? No, this is a necessity question. This is a convergent question. I don't understand
and
what is the
Northeast community.
Kavita, kindly go and read what Sudhir.
Well, that is clearly the subject matter of another debate. Professor Sinha, and I have
those
to call
have
this
been converted,
to a close. I have to call this to a close.
Because you presume everybody was
whatever. We'll leave it at this moment. In Hadia, the Kerala girl's case, the Supreme Court has said she must testify in open court and no law says a woman can't even marry a criminal if she wishes. What happens to the Hadias and the Piles will perhaps determine the personal freedoms of so many Indian women in the years ahead. We haven't heard the last on this. So do keep watching this space for more. Thank you for joining us tonight.